You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. Today is the 13th of May 2019, a Monday, the beginning of the week. How did Dalal Street fare? That is what we bring to you on this nifty little package we like to call an evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
After consolidating around 100 days exponential moving average, that is EMA, traders were confident that Nifty 50 should be able to hold on to this level today on Monday, but late hour selling pushed Nifty in the red for the ninth consecutive day in a row. The index posted its longest losing streak for the first time in the last 8 years, according to data by CNBC TV18. The NSE advanced decline ratio stood at 1:4. The index broke below its crucial 100 days exponential moving average, which was placed at 11,253, like I told you in the morning, to form a bearish candle today. The next support could now be placed at its 200 days EMA, placed at around 11,035. So what was the final tally on Dalal Street? The S&P BSE Sensex plunged 372 points to close at 37,090, while the Nifty 50 fell 130 points to close at 11,148. In terms of sectors, the Nifty PSU Bank lost 5%, followed by Nifty Pharma, which lost 4.3%, and the Nifty Media, which was down 3.7%. The broader market underperformed the benchmark index. The Nifty Midcap Index was down 2.69%, while the Nifty Small-Cap Index dropped 2.1%. More than 200 companies on the National Stock Exchange and over 300 companies on the Bombay Stock Exchange hit fresh 52-week lows, and that list included names like Eicher Motors, Mahindra & Mahindra, Biocon, Sun Pharma, Wockhardt, Dabur India, Cadila Healthcare, among others. Well, the obvious question we're asking ourselves is what led to the fall in the markets today? Indian markets witnessed a range-bound trade in the first half of the trading session, but bears soon took control and pushed the index in the deep red in the second half. There may be four factors which weighed on sentiment, and they are like this. Number one, ongoing tensions between the US and China kept investors on the edge across Asian markets. Number two, weak economic data. Number three, disappointing results from India Inc. pushing the market below crucial support levels, according to experts. And number four, in terms of technicals, a break below the 100 days exponential moving average followed by 11,200 levels added to selling pressure. The next target is placed around the 200 days EMA, which is at around the 11,035 levels. The near-term resistance zone, on the other hand, shifts lower to 11,280 to 11,300. Jayant Manglik, president of retail distribution Religare Broking, told Money Control, and I quote, "Markets slumped sharply lower and lost over 1%, continuing its corrective phase. Weak IIP data and the escalating trade war between the United States and China were weighing on the sentiment from the beginning. Though the benchmark traded range-bound for most of the session, sharp decline in the last hour pushed the bulls completely on the back foot. Almost all the sectoral indices felt the pressure, wherein pharma and PSU banks lost the most," unquote. Manglik further added that considering the volatility, the suggestion is to prefer option strategies instead of naked trades in the future segment. Some stocks that made some noise today on Dalal Street. Eicher Motors declined 8% as CLSA slashed its target price post quarter four results to 22,500 from 23,900 earlier with outperform rating. Shares of Sun Pharmaceuticals, the country's largest pharmaceuticals company, dived 21% intraday, just days after more than 40 states in the United States filed a lawsuit alleging drug manufacturers of artificially inflating prices, according to a CNBC TV18 report. The stock closed 9.3% lower at 396.85 rupees. It hit a fresh 52-week low of 350.40 rupees on the Bombay Stock Exchange. ITC is another stock that made a lot of noise today considering its earnings results today. ITC closed below 200 DMA as quarter four margin missed estimates. The operating profit or earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization, that is EBITDA of the company, was at 4,572 crore rupees, while margin was at 38.1% compared to the CNBC TV18 poll, which had suggested 39.2%. Cadila Healthcare touched a 52-week low as well of 265.95 rupees, falling over 7% after broking firm CLSA downgraded the stocks to sell from buy and cut target to 250 rupees from 430 rupees per share. That's a huge steep there, 430 to 250. Cadila Healthcare also touching a 52-week low. And finally, Share price of Delta Corp also touched a 52-week low of 182 rupees on the back of a news report of GST evasion. The stock closed 12.6% lower at 186 rupees 40 paise. And very quickly, a quick tour around the world. Asian shares declined on Monday today amid uncertainty on the US-China trade front after tariffs on Chinese goods were raised last Friday. The Shanghai Composite tumbled 1.21% to close at 2,903.71, and the Shenzhen component fell 1.43% to finish its trading day at 9,103.36. The Nikkei 225 in Japan declined 0.72% to close at 21,191.28. In South Korea, the Kospi fell 1.38% to close at 2,079.01, while Australia's ASX 200 shed 0.21% to finish its trading day down under at 6,297.6. Markets in Europe have been trading lower on Monday today, with investors continuing to monitor trade developments between the US and China. Well, that in a nutshell is pretty much everything you needed to know about what happened on Dalal Street and the rest of the markets across the world today. We'll, of course, have more podcasts coming your way today. One is the Oyo story. How it became a global giant is something we'll be exploring on that story. And as usual, all the biggest stories from across the country and the world on our stories of the day. Do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.